One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins the national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown!
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
Phil, at this level, you get fitted like body type for your pads and for your helmet. You would think that they would look into that. That's something I would look into to make sure your shoulder pads, and you might have a little extra padding there, but sometimes it's nature of players to go light. They don't want to go with what's mm-hmm. They just like, you know, feel better because it's a little smaller and lighter, where you got to have the right protection on.
So it doesn't sound like the shoulders yet 100%, but it's certainly trending in that direction for Ty Washington. Has his back, and he's fine, and the shoulder injury for him is no longer a pressing issue. Tashaun Stewart, not on the team. That was a guy that, man, I mean, he was on the field a lot last year. He was somewhat productive. I don't think he put up, like, big numbers or anything, but he was someone that, remember Chuck mentioned about trying to get a real rotation on the defensive line. He was part of that rotation last year, and I don't know what happened with this burglary, but obviously he was put on suspension the day after he was arrested, and he's got other things to worry about as far as his future is concerned. The Chambly thing is just weird. It is just really weird. Not that he's not on the team anymore, because I was sort of expecting that he wouldn't be there any longer, just because, you know, like you said earlier, the writing's on the wall. You brought in a lot of offensive line. You brought three offensive linemen that I think are coming in here to start. I think there's really just a job that's open. I think that it's not like there aren't position battles on the offensive line for this next year, but to me, part of it is the writing's on the wall. Like, my question is, where's Kudus going to play? Because that was the other guy that would get starts at tackle as a freshman last year, was Kudus. He's still there. I think they're going to have him on the inside. They had him at center for a game last year. I think you'll probably see him more at left guard, Braun back at right guard. But the Chambly thing is just weird, and this is the kind of thing that goes away quickly. It's just the disconnect in what Sam told the media at 1 o'clock and what Andrew Chambly Instagrammed out like 5 or 6 hours later. So it's just a weird disconnect. Again, this is the kind of thing, Matt, that goes away really, really quickly. It's just now, you know, you're probably looking for another lineman in the portal once portal season hits, which, you know, right now it hits. I mean, you got the center from SMU that's visiting this weekend. So that means he went in the portal in December. And I think he's heard RD on the Morning Rush today, so he said he's going to visit a few other places, but he's got a really good feeling about him to end up coming to Arkansas. But then there'll be a whole new set of players that go into the portal. I think it's about a month. I think it's, isn't it April? I think it's the first 2 weeks of April when that next open window of the portal is. It's 15 days this time. So, yeah, there'll be some... I think you'd be looking at tackles at that point.
A lot of eyes, Phil. The number one eyes that I want to look at if spring ball, since it's going to be open or you're going to get to go, is the offensive line. Man, that's offense and defensive line, I know. But even more from watching last year to seeing, you want to see a little progression. I think Kudus at guard, I think that's his spot. I think he might have found a home right there. I think that's more to his talent level. Not that he can't play tackle; you can play different. But I think that'd be a good spot for him.
It's just also that he was asked to play tackle first.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Here you go, kid. Here, go ahead and play this most important of positions. Like Sam will say, he wants to build the offensive line from the outside in. That's a tough place to be. You had two freshmen there sometimes, two of them.
And that was my hope that Chamblee, you know, you played a year, you're going to be in the off season. You know what to work on. That's the thing. You know exactly what you have to work on to get better. And I was pulling for the kid. I still think he might. I mean, there's time. He might. I don't know if he'll play for the Hogs, but he'll probably play again somewhere. I hope so, because he does have talent. He can play high level Division I college football.
All right. We're going to break here on halftime, and be back in just a quick moment. Hopefully we'll be able to fix our situation and get Clay back on with us too.
Hi everybody, this is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures, and at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift, selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russell.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
Back on halftime as we wrap up hour number two and get you set for, well, I guess it's already after 12 o'clock here. You've already been eating your lunch, haven't you? Phil Elson, Matt Jones, the C Unit. Still working on getting our situation working so we can hear, so I can hear Clay. I mean, everybody else could. You could. He could hear me. I can't hear him. So
there's some kind of disconnect. We're figuring it out.
We're working on it. Arkansas-Nebraska softball canceled tomorrow, pretty much like raining all day long. Can't help but wonder if have the same fate for Friday's baseball game. They canceled the softball game 2 days ahead. Today's 2 days ahead from the opener of the McNeese baseball series on Friday. I mean, you're talking like 90% chance of rain all day long. Sometimes you try to force the issue. Sometimes you see a window where you think you might be able to get in enough innings to make it a ball game. Part of this is also you probably, now I'm just going to do the thinking here, just thinking out loud like I'm the coaches. We're not doing anything to screw up the possibility of Hagan Smith going out there and pitching his regular game, because that's also what you got to think about. So I'd be really surprised if there's baseball at BOMA on Friday and not a doubleheader on Saturday, but I'm not the one to make that decision. Five undefeated baseball teams left in college baseball right now, Matt. One of them is in the SEC. That's Texas A&M. I saw they beat Texas yesterday, 9-2 in Austin. Texas is struggling, by the way. I think they've lost six of the last eight or nine ball games. They've really struggled. But there was a student manager for A&M who took a foul ball in the nose on TV, too. I mean, you could see the photo. I saw a photo of him with blood streaming out of his nose. But now I see a photo of him, and I can get with this photo because he took a picture. His name's Chase Behrens. Must be a kid who loves baseball. First to be a manager for the college team at A&M, and then to Instagram his photo of, you can see now, I know what this looks like because I had my nose cauterized like twice on the same day because I used to have nosebleed problems. And he's got his nose, both nostrils, totally stuffed up with gauze. He's got the butterfly bandage holding the bridge of his nose together. He looks like he went about four or five rounds before somebody knocked him out, but yet he's still sitting in this chair with giving us the horns down. So he seems to be just A-OK. Good for him.
He's feisty Aggie. Maybe he has maybe he'll get to wear the Rip Hamilton mask out there, you know, so he can keep staying in action and be a manager. That Rip Hamilton, some of those guys, they wear those masks like that. And then they kind of get used to it, and they keep wearing it. But it was always cool.
Poor kid, but at least they beat. Like in that case, I don't root for A&M very much, but I can root for them against Texas. Yeah, A&M is undefeated. Cal Irvine is undefeated. Louisiana Tech is undefeated, and a former Razorback is doing big things there. Ethan Bates, who played more infield at Arkansas. He's been a two-way guy at Louisiana Tech. He's hitting cleanup, and he's closing games for him, and he's doing big things. Left-handed hitter, right-handed pitcher. And Ethan's a good kid, so that's somebody that's worth rooting for, no doubt. Florida State's undefeated, and so is TCU. I saw Vanderbilt won yesterday. Every team in the SEC did yesterday, 8-0. 8-0 was the SEC's record yesterday. Tim Corbin got his 1,000th win yesterday. He's won 894 games at Vandy, and I guess that means he won 106 games at Presbyterian. But, you know, he and DVH and Mike Bianco have been at their programs for about the same amount of time. I think Corbin and Van Horn, I think they were hired the same year at their schools.
2003 was that Van Horn? Or 0102.
It was 03.
03, yeah.
Yeah, so that would have been, man, I mean, they have almost, not identical, but pretty close. Corbin's won 894 games at Vandy. DVH has won 849 at Arkansas. You know, and Arkansas had the history under Norm and a really successful program. Vandy did not. Corbin's certainly done really great things at Vanderbilt with the program that is unique. You know, they do things a little bit differently, and sometimes in a way that irks you. They definitely do. We get into hour number three in just a moment here on Halftime.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit ArlingtonHotel.com for more details. That's ArlingtonHotel.com.
BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile device. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
We'll go through some of these headlines on ESPN in a moment. Let's first take a phone call. Cecil is here with us today. What's up, Cecil? How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. I'm just up in my little shop. Got my intercom on, listening to one of my favorite radio sports stations. Hey, and I was really scratching my head, and I was driving today, and I heard, Phil, it was you or Matt. I think it was Matt. Mentioned the basketball, the women basketball, and then where is Jersey? I mean, what happened? I love Jersey, man. I used to go to Northside. When I went to go watch the girls play, I only went to go see her play. But I don't know. When I hit the internet, it'll pop up like on the transfer portal, and that's all it says. So can you enlighten me on that? And I'll hang up and listen.
I have no answer for you. I don't know where Jersey is, other than I don't know if she's still taking classes at Arkansas or what, but her name has just kind of gone up in thin air. You know, I mean, the timing of when she left the team was certainly surprising. That was, I think, a week and a half before the first game. So she went through, you know, she went to their European trip. She went through workouts, team workouts, went through official practice starting and scrimmages. And I think she played in whatever exhibition games they had and then just up and leaves. The going theory would be that she's going to sign to play somewhere else, but that's just a theory. No one's really sure of this.
And being a Northside guy as well, like what Cecil's saying, she was a Fort Smith Northside Grizzly. And so you're kind of staying in touch. You're from afar, you know, you want her to have success, and you're kind of pulling for her.
Two-time Gatorade Arkansas player of the year.
I saw her play in high school, Phil. She was a beast.
Well, and there was room to grow for her here. Like, her shot sometimes didn't have enough height on it. It was a little bit of a line drive shot. You didn't necessarily see.
Did she have the foot speed? Was she
ball
fast
handling?
Enough?
Yeah. I don't know if that. And sometimes it felt like her body grew a little too quickly.
It takes you a while to catch up. I know the feeling. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just unfair. I felt it was unfair for somebody that you talk about, hey, look how much she grew from ninth grade to 12th grade. It'd be like, well, hold on a minute. Like, that's, you realize how difficult it is to just get everything together and moving in the right direction when you didn't shoot up like a full foot or more than that. And she did. And I don't think we ever really saw Jersey Wolfenbarger as people expected. But those expectations may have been unfair to begin with. So I don't know the situation with her. I just know that she left before the season started, and then this is, unfortunately, like, this is the story of the season is a roster that started with depth that just one by one lost all that depth, all of them. I mean, you basically lost a starting five, if I can count this out. Jersey before the season. Sasha Gofor 3 weeks in. Talia Scott. And Talia, you lost twice. There was to a back injury, and now to whatever the situation is with her family. And that's three players. You lost Carly Keats for a few weeks. She was a starter. And right now, and there's nothing confirmed about it, I just kind of expect that just because Saylor didn't play the last 15 minutes, and you never know with the concussion protocol. You know, that's why Carly Johnson didn't play the last two games. It was concussion protocol. And that's, I mean, you got to pass a test with a doctor saying she's good to go. Like, we're past this. And I don't have a confirmation on any of that, but I know she still has to pass that because she was really woozy when she walked off the court in Oxford on Sunday. So then there's another one. I mean, that is a starting five right there. That's Jersey, Sasha, Talia, Keats, Poffenbarger. Five players that could start for this team at any time. Now, Jersey would have come off the bench. Sasha was coming off the bench. He was a starter 2 years ago. You know, the players that you've stuck with now that have been healthy most all year long. You got Mac, there's Sam, and then there's Miriam Dowda. And those are three really good players who I think could play for a lot of teams in the SEC, but now they're doing it like almost all by themselves. With a supporting cast that is trying their absolute best, but is just a but. I think when it comes, when that comes down to it. So, yeah, and they get Auburn tomorrow, and they get an Auburn team that they beat with an historic performance by Talia Scott in January. And Talia's not here, and, you know, I think even if Saylor does play, she doesn't look like she's herself right now. And I saw her this morning, doesn't quite look right, but, you know, crazy things happen in the month of March, don't they?
Yeah, she might wake up feeling good tomorrow. And how is the recruiting going for Coach Neighbors and this Ladybacks team? Is there any? Because you just said Jersey, you know, she was a two-time Gatorade National, you know, State Player of the Year, right, for Arkansas.
Well, and then Jenna Lawrence was the Gatorade Player of the Year in the state last year. She's on the team right now. She's showing some signs.
Okay. She'll grow. She should be a little better next year. Yeah.
Probably just needs to be a little stronger. But I think there's something to work with there with Jenna, because she's rebounded tough in some tough situations against older, bigger players. I just think that maybe a little bit more of like that eye of the tiger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She needs
just
a
like
college offseason.
A little grr.
Yeah, she needs a college offseason. That's the other thing that I think is, it's tough, and I don't know if it's fair, but you don't just come in and play as a freshman. You know, you have one or two, a squad that can do that, but that's not the norm. The norm is to come in and back in the day, everybody used to red shirt. You know, the norm is to come and learn, learn kind of what's going on and how to be a college student and do all that. So there's a lot going on. I think that in these girls and the guys, that they'll get better. You need a college offseason.
See, Jada Bates signed with Arkansas for next year, and Phoenix Stojan, who, I don't know if I said her name correctly, but I remember bringing her
up. Sounds like a shooter. I like it. Phoenix Stojan.
Well, she's Dutch. She's Dutch.
That guy, yeah.
Her mom is a Dutch rock star.
Yeah, of course she is.
I think of course she is. Yeah. We played one of her songs when she signed with the
Razorbacks. I do remember that. Yeah, that was a while back ago.
I don't remember what her name was.
Had a Bjork sound to it is what I went with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess maybe they would all for that part of the world.
Well, fair enough. dress up like a swan, you know, whatever you want to do.
That's right. So anyway, let's see some of these headlines here. Oh, look, there's a story on ESPN right now written by Chris Lowe. The inside story of Nick Saban's retirement and Alabama's mad dash to replace a legend. I haven't read the details of this story, but I'm assuming Saban works at ESPN now, so he's going to be quoted in this article through and through. This will be one of those articles anybody can point to and say, look, they chased him out of the game, man. All these changes in college football chased out the greatest coach in the history of the sport. I can tell you that without even opening up the story. You know that's eventually what people will take from this. Russell Wilson, the Broncos will let Russell Wilson talk to teams before his release. They got to release him by a certain date. Otherwise, then the contract becomes guaranteed, or at least the money becomes guaranteed. Forget when that date was, but, you know, that's what this is all about.
He'll be playing somewhere next year. He's still a guy that I think, you talk about bubble teams in the NCAA. He's a bubble guy for the Hall of Fame, and I think that means something to him. And he's going to want to go somewhere. You look around the country. I could see a thing like this, Phil. If you're the New York Jets and you got Aaron Rodgers coming back, don't you go, you get him for the league minimum. Don't you go sign Russell. Now you got to talk him into being a backup, but say, hey man, there's something going on. We got a 40-year-old quarterback as well. You don't know if he's going to make it. And the Jets really, dude, that defense is first class. They're a quarterback away from that team being a playoff team.
Yeah. That's the thing that I think about. Like Wilson, first thing he would need is some stability, like a franchise that isn't in flux, which is what the Broncos have been ever since he signed to play there. I mean, they didn't have the right head coach to begin with.
They've been sold and bowled by different ownership.
Yeah, they've been sold. He's had, what, three different offensive coordinators, and it was pretty obvious from the start.
John Elway got pushed out.
Well, and he and Peyton were like oil and water from the very start. So, and it's not to say that he really, you know, that part of the Broncos struggles on in this last year weren't partially because of him, but it wasn't all because of him. Like, he would be a guy that if you have a good team and you just kind of have a quarterback that's middling, maybe he could be the guy that helps put somebody over the top, you know, for a division champion. I think Pittsburgh would look at somebody like him. And that's an issue. Like, I wonder about.
There you go. Yeah.
You're not going to sign him and say, look, you're just going to be a backup. You sign him and put him in competition with a Kenny Pickett and then be like, all right, whoever wins this job. But I just don't. That's another thing I don't see. Like, I don't see Russell Wilson gracefully fading into the background to be a backup for anybody. But at this point, maybe that's what you got to at least, hey, I just want to go compete for a job somewhere and then let the chips fall somewhere.
And to my point is he's only going to cost the league a minimum because Denver's going to have to pay all that money to him. And if you believe in Kenny Pickett, if you're a believer that there's a quarterback there, then it would be the best thing for Kenny Pickett to sit, like kind of like what the Jets were trying to do with Zach Wilson. They were like, man, we got Aaron Rodgers come in. You come and learn. Come and learn from a great guy. Come and learn from somebody. Aaron Rodgers got to sit behind Brett Favre for a couple years. It would probably benefit Kenny Pickett to sit behind the guy. Now, I'm not as high on Russell Wilson as everybody else is, but he's definitely a pro's pro and knows what he's doing. You know, it'd benefit you sitting behind, seeing how he goes about it.
Let's take a call from Brent, then we'll break. Brent is on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Good afternoon, Brent. How are you?
Good afternoon, Phil and Matt. Phil, what time do the Hogettes play tonight?
They don't play until tomorrow at 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock Eastern, so 5 o'clock Central tomorrow.
5 o'clock. Could the Hogs in football take any more bad news? I mean, we lost a starting right or left tackle just said he's quitting football. We lose a young man tears his ACL riding the motor scooter. I mean, can we get any more bad luck?
I understand what you're saying here, Brent, but let's look at this from another direction. I feel terrible for Zuri Madison because that just sounds like an awful freak accident. He wasn't going to play this next year. Andrew Chambly, starting left tackle for potentially the worst offensive line that we've seen at Arkansas in years. I don't think he would have been starting this next season either. So I'm not sure if you and look, it's bad news because I hate this for Zuri Madison. It's a freak injury. I'm not really sure how much bad news this really is.
Was Madison the freshman from Kentucky?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Hey, Phil, are you feeling a little bit of pressure after Chuck came in and called the baseball game?
Probably not. I don't know why I would feel pressure. Not sure exactly what you mean, though, Brent. Chuck does a great job on baseball. Does a great job on football. Does a great job on basketball. But all we're asked to do is show up on time to do the job and do the game and leave it at that. No, I don't feel any pressure. But do you feel any pressure when Eddie makes a phone call, Brent? What about Charlie? Do you feel pressure to make sense or say something that's fun? That'd be the same idea. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. March is Seltzer Month. Try the Mr. Beast Variety Pack, Smirnoff Smash Vodka Sodas, New High Noon Variety Packs, Absolute Vodka Cranberry Variety Packs, and Clubtail Crushers. Come by Eastside Liquor at 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith for all your liquor needs. Now back.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To the podcast.
Hickey & Hole Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in Mena and the Little Rock area. Hickey & Hole Law Partners specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit kevinhickeylaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
Andy in Mountain Home thinks you're crazy, Matt, that Russell Wilson's not a Hall of Famer. And on initial, like, when the name, when you throw it out, you'd be like, no, he probably isn't. But then I think if you look at some of the numbers, it's like maybe he is.
Well, there's no quarterback that's won two Super Bowls that's not in the Hall of Fame. So if Russell Wilson wins another Super Bowl, that's I mean, you're a starting quarterback and win two Super Bowls. Every one of those guys is in the Hall of Fame.
Tougher to win one at age 36 when you're searching for your next franchise.
Well, the thing here's my whole thing, Phil. You take Brock Purdy, right? You got your boy Brock Purdy who's on a rookie contract. Essentially, what you're getting with Russell Wilson's the next 2 years, you're getting him where it's going to cost your team a rookie contract because Denver's paying him the money. So if you're a team like San Francisco, I'm not saying San Francisco can do it, but let's take the top 8 talented teams. Dallas Cowboys are a team. You think Russell Wilson's an upgrade over Dak Prescott? That, you know, like, are they how... He's proven it. You know, you're talking about talent teams. You San Francisco, that's why I was saying the Jets.
He's actually won playoff games.
You know, and so you can get him for the cheap. I mean, that's I think he could go somewhere and do it. Then he would be in there. Now, I've never said Russell Wilson. I always was on the side that he's not a Hall of Famer. But
you're saying he's on the bubble, is what you said.
100% he is. By nature, Joe Flacco was on the bubble, too. He had won one Super Bowl. He would have came back and won one with Cleveland.
Man, the crazy thing is that the difference between him winning a second Super Bowl and not, and look, part of it's on him because he threw the interception, but he didn't call the play.
He could have checked out of it.
He could have checked out.
He's a quarterback. He could have gave the ball to the beast mode, you know.
But
I think he wanted a little bit of the glory, you know.
No,
there's a little bit of your ego right there going in, thinking instead of just saying no, it's a no-brainer.
That's right. There's the other aspect of this. That is the other aspect of it. But who else are we looking at here? You know, the Vikings maybe.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen with Kirk Cousins. All I keep hearing out of the combine is Jaden Daniels should go number one, and J.J. McCarthy is going to be a first rounder. So those are the two news. That's the news that you're hearing if you're looking at the, you know, the wire, so to speak. I don't know. I don't know that J.J. McCarthy is a first rounder. Not saying the kid can't play. He's not talented and won't get a look. And I don't know that Jalen Daniels should go number one either. So I don't know a whole lot, I guess.
Number one, huh? Jaden Daniels, number one overall?
That's what you're seeing. There's a camp that 33, there was something, and you don't know what's propaganda and not, but there was a couple of the teams that, like, they have him as their number one rated quarterback in the draft. There's some draft boards that he's rated number one.
Boy, draft day is going to be a lot of fun. The first day... Should be very interesting. What are we looking at? 5 quarterbacks in the first round? 6?
You get that extra year where you can franchise them. You get that extra year, the rookie salary scale. So that it does behoove teams to jump back in. Lamar Jackson, I think they jumped back in and got him late in the first round. I mean, there's though Aaron Rodgers was later in the first round. So yeah, there's going to be those 3, and then who's the riser? You know, Spencer Rattler, he's a guy that's athletic, that could be somebody that could rise a little bit.
Look, can I change the college football here for a moment? Because I just saw this. Put this in your – this is sort of funny and comedic. Ole Miss has hired, as a defensive analyst, Zach Arnett, who was the head coach at Mississippi State the last 2 years.
Wow,
you gotta love that.
They're all in. Ole Miss is all in. If they could find one job for you to do, Phil, I think they'd hire you. They're all in.
I don't want to do their radio.
Well, it might not even be radio. You know, they're looking for anything you could do, because he's the head coach being a defensive analyst.
Got enough people ready to go run and grab coffee for whomever, so they don't need me for that. They don't need me to be wearing khakis, because they got plenty of people to do that. But now they've got a former old, and remember, Arnett was there with Leach. He mm-hmm. was the defensive coordinator and mm-hmm. just took over after Leach's death. And it just felt like it was a job that was a little big, but maybe he did a good job winning 4 of 10 games as head coach. So he had 3 years left on his contract. And, that's going to be paid out to him. And now he gets to go. That's amazing to think about this. He's getting a buyout from Mississippi State, paid by Mississippi State to not coach there, and yet he's going to be helping their bitter, hated arch rivals.
Now, the thing is, Ole Miss, is he on the pay scale? Because if you take another job, I thought then do you still get the whole buyout if you take another job? I thought
it would be as a coach in some cases. So that word analyst is pretty important. Like, that's how Bielema was able to continue getting paid
in New England,
even though he was still working in football, but he was an analyst. You know, you're not an assistant coach if you're just an analyst. You're not on the field, right? You're just sort of watching film and pointing things out and sitting in the office with the boss and telling them this and that about what you're analyzing.
It'd be like if Russell Wilson came to Pittsburgh. Kenny Pickett would be an analyst the next year. He'd just be watching and seeing what's going on.
Scott texted and he's like, Russell Wilson, I thought you were a Steelers fan, Phil. And be like, look, have we watched Kenny Pickett enough? He's not the answer. Great. So they got a new offensive coordinator now in Arthur Smith, and it's not Matt Canada anymore. But I don't think Kenny Pickett is the answer. I think he was a middling first-round pick to begin with. I love the pick when it happened, but that was more out of nostalgia for him playing at Pitt than anything else. I would take 36-year-old Russell Wilson over Kenny Pickett right now. Yes. I mean, I'm the Steelers fan that wants them to trade for the quarterback. I want them to trade for Justin Fields, even though they probably can hold out a little. They can hold out a little bit because it doesn't seem like there are that many takers for Justin Fields at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, you have to really like him, and there's some tape on him. I like Justin Fields. I think he just needs a different environment. I think he can be. It's kind of like I liked Baker Mayfield. I know he had it with Cleveland. He had to go somewhere else, and he's Tampa Bay's guy now.
Take a call from Logan in Fayetteville on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hi, Logan. Appreciate you calling. What's up?
Hey, Phil. So there's times when I go to the games, that these midweek games, like the UCA game, that we pitch or play a lot of our B-team players. My question is, do teams like UCA or the other Grambling or whatever, do they do the same, or do they play their best against us?
No, they're going to play. I mean, they're going to play their lineup against you too, you know. And part of this is also, I don't know if I view it as a B team right now, because I think second base has been up for grabs, and I think Nolan Souza isn't just, well, we want to get this kid some playing time just so we don't want him to leave and feel good about himself. No, Nolan Souza is going to be a cornerstone of this program moving forward, and I think he's going to be an important piece of the team this year. You know, so Sprague Lott doesn't play yesterday, but that's all right. I mean, Peyton Holt's in there too, and he's a guy that was starting at second base for the first 2 weeks of the season. I think center field is up for grabs right now. Lovich started there yesterday. That's 3 different center fielders that have started in the last 4 games. What you're using these midweek games as is, I think, and in some cases, what you're using the weekends of right now is trying to figure out what the lineup looks like. I don't view it as putting the B players in there, because I think there's enough talent right now, at least position player wise, where I don't really think there are any B players. And UCA, they're going to look at it the same way. The difference sometimes is, and UCA didn't do this, but I've seen some other games where you're playing a midweek against a mid-major team and they throw their ace. Because they're like, all right, this is our chance to get to get a team like Arkansas on their own field. And sometimes it works. Or you just throw that ace on a Tuesday for 3 innings and be like, all right, we'll just delay your weekend start until Saturday. So you do see it every once in a while, but that wasn't the case yesterday. And I don't view them as B players right now.
that may have been my question, was more like, we're not going to pitch Hagen or Brady on a midweek game. So do UCA or those other teams, do they do that also? Do they pitch their aces? I guess
no.
What I was going
with. No, I don't think they would ever. I really don't. You know, but you see Gackle pitch yesterday. Like, they used pitchers that they will use on the weekends yesterday. Colin Fisher started. Fisher's going to pitch this weekend. Cody Frank, he came out of the pen. Cody Frank sometimes is the first guy out of the pen. He's a really important piece of the weekends. Gabe Gackle closed it down with two innings. And that means, from what Dave said yesterday, they won't use him this Friday. I don't think there'll be a game on Friday, but they wouldn't use him on Friday if there was one. And those are guys that will all pitch very big moments on a weekend. But you're not going to start your weekend starters if you're an SEC team in the middle of the week. So, no, there won't be a Hagen Smith or a Brady Tigert or a Mason Molina to pitch on a Tuesday or Wednesday at all this year. That's not what they're with this team for. Logan, it's good to hear from you, man. Thank you for the call. Appreciate the question about baseball. If you got any more of that, 877-377-6963 on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Remember, now is also the time to find the model at WT Equipment that you want, with hot preseason savings on your choice of New Holland equipment, 0% financing for 60 months, or a freeloader on compacts. Choose 0% financing or cash back on mid-range tractors and on select hay tools, or get up to $40,000 cash back on a new T7. Make sure you get over to your local WT Equipment dealer today and shop that huge selection of in-stock inventory. They've got all the models, everything you're looking for at WT Equipment. Take home truckloads of savings today. Offers end at the end of the month on March 31st. You can go to WTEquip.com for more information. Stay with Halftime in the Home Stretch, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.